let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, go, Felicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Ness, go, Alicia.
As chief of police, I will demonstrate and promote the highest standards of personal and professional conduct. I will lead by example with a servant mindset and a collaborative leadership style, advancing our city's policing profession forward. We, the men and women of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, are invested in the success, betterment, and safety of our city. As chief of police, I will lead the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department in providing a collaborative, community-focused, and professional service to our city's residents and visitors, providing a clear vision and strategy to lead our city's police force to reduce violent crime, build trust through community engagement, increase accountability and transparency while providing equitable and fair service to all.
That was the new chief of police in Kansas City as the Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners selected Acting Deputy Chief Stacy Graves as our next chief of police. And Graves was one of three finalists for the positions. As the lone internal candidate, Graves was selected over Philadelphia Police Department Inspector Deshaun Buford and retired New Jersey State Police Lieutenant Colonel Scott Ebner. Good luck. There's a lot of work to do. You know, KCPD is a mess right now with all the corruption going on. I just hope that this next police chief really takes accountability in hand. And I really hope that she does stay true to her word with community engagement and trying to look out for the people of Kansas City. So here's to that. Not excited about how the Board of Police Commissioners really concealed the hiring process of it. But here we are.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. It'll be a little cold. Right now, you're clear at 28 in KCK. Earlier this week, GloRilla shared a listing for a personal assistant job. And according to the listing, the job brings with it a weekly pay rate of $550. Here is GloRilla breaking down the job duties and clapping back at the haters.
First of all, your flights get paid for. Your flights and your travel. If you want a high pay, then pay for your own flights and on your own travel. And see how much them $500 flight ticket. You think I'm finna pay you $1,200 a week and pay? I take flights every day. You think I'm finna pay $500 for you a flight every day? Pay? No, they don't work like that. Half the on that list you don't gotta do for real. If it come down to it, you might have to do it. But it's literally the easiest in the world. You really don't gotta do it, but be with me every day. And go pick up my clothes for me and all my outfits I gotta wear. You what else you gotta do? You really just gotta do whatever I tell you to do, really. Let me be professional. Like, you really my errand runner. If I need you to go to the store, go to the store, pick up what I need, because I can't go in the store. Gotta know my size, what I wear, what I eat, what I drink. Remind me of what I gotta do. It's not that hard. It's super simple.
It's funny because the people who are criticizing GloRilla, like, they think she got millions and millions of dollars. And the music industry don't work like that. Like, she literally just got signed earlier this year. So for some people, I don't know what their budgeting expectations are for GloRilla. But hey, it might be better than the job you got now.
You ain't lying, bro.
Young Thug's sister Dolly White took to social media to set the record straight about Gunna being released from jail.
Can y'all please stop saying that people's ready and people dissing it? Like, it's not making anybody better. No. It's not making nothing be good, bro. Like, nothing that's going on is not making, it's not helping my brother. So can y'all please stop that? Can y'all please stop? If y'all love Gunna, then y'all give him support. Like, what the y'all over there doing? Y'all tripping. It be the internet for me. And no, I haven't posted him because I was just told that nobody really supposed to have communications with each other right now.
You know, with Gunna getting out of jail earlier than expected, the streets is talking and they putting that S word on his head. Not sure if that's fair. You just got to let the facts play out, man. Waka Flocka Flame's mother, Deb Edney, had a lot to get off her chest during a recent interview where she claims that Gucci Mane didn't like Nicki Minaj at one point.
You know what hurt me? Gucci couldn't stand her. Mm. He didn't like Nicki.
Why?
Because he couldn't f*** her. He didn't like her. But for you to give these big ups to this shit that he did, it was crazy. He ain't do nothing for you. He didn't even like her. He had a fit when I had him getting on a record. But I wanted all of them to work together like they all have, because we're a family. Right. So we all have to be together. It can't be any of these. He's very selfish. He's very much to himself. I don't even understand how he get to sign artists. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to understand, an artist ain't never going to let another artist become bigger than them. And you have to understand that.
And a huge congratulations to Lil Wayne as Lollipop reaches diamond status.
Shawty wanted the Lollipop. My first diamond record. Certified. 10 million singles sold. Not streams. 10 million singles sold. My first diamond record. 10 million singles sold. That's a lot of people. I appreciate every single one of you. I swear to God. Lollipop, it's all yours, man. Rest in peace, Static Man.
It was released back in March of 2008 and won a Grammy Award for the Best Rap Song. And the song reemerged into the airwaves, becoming the number one song on TikTok. So congrats to Lil Wayne on making history. And boy, I remember when Lollipop came out. It was played literally on almost every station. Every hour, it felt like. We talking about all the mediums, not just radio, but on TV, and then when YouTube was coming up as well.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Expectations are powerful. Take care not to let their power blind you to the richness of reality. You see what you expect to see. That can put you in danger of failing to notice what you're not expecting. As creative as your imagination may be, reality can be even more creative, interesting, and surprising. There is much to experience beyond what you can imagine or expect, no matter how much previous experience you have. This is especially true of the people you encounter. No person alive can be reduced to a standard, one-size-fits-all narrative. Each person in your world has more depth and complexity than you can imagine. Recognize that. Avoid jumping to conclusions, and everyone benefits. Be guided by your expectations, but don't let them close you off from reality. There's a whole lot more goodness and substance in life than you can ever expect. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep with Lauren Boy.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Max Sauce always holding Kansas City down on the Morning Grind. Good morning, y'all. 6:55 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Ooh, it's going to be cold today. Right now, you're clear and cool at 26 at Arrowhead Stadium. Find out what Andy Reid has to say ahead of the Week 15 contest against the Houston Texans. Plus, I'll be talking with Ron the Show Hughley from ArrowheadPride.com. We talking Chiefs next hour on this Red Friday on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Before the challenge of playing the Texans, we know records, you can put those things aside at this time of the year. This group here plays hard, they're well coached, and we've got to make sure that we have a good week of practice and get ready for them. Yeah, well, nobody likes to make those, but at the same time, you don't want to curb his aggressiveness and, you know, desire to make a play. So, because he made a couple good ones too in there. That's not going to happen very often with him. It happens with every quarterback, but they got to keep firing. I mean, that's, you start getting hesitant and then everything falls apart on you. So he'll learn from it and move on. It's pretty simple things that he can adjust to fix it. So, and that's how he's wired. I mean, he's going to go back and look at it, study it, and go, okay, got it under control. Here we go.
That was head coach Andy Reid of our Kansas City Chiefs talking about this week's matchup versus the Texans, plus Patrick Mahomes' 3 interceptions, uncharacteristic interceptions that he threw against the Broncos last week. Yeah, man, you just got to keep firing, man. That's Patrick Mahomes' game. He's a gunslinger. Nothing is going to faze that man. I don't care if he threw 4 or 5 interceptions. He's still going to go out and toss the ball around. But still, is it a cause of concern? I don't know. Week 15 in the National Football League brings our Kansas City Chiefs to Houston, where we playing the worst team in the league, literally. At least that's what their record says. The Houston Texans against the Kansas City Chiefs. It should be a mismatch on paper, but with the NFL this year and with the Chiefs in that close game last week, Ryan, I don't know what the hell they expect.
Oh, yes, you do. When you said the worst team in the NFL, trust, it's not just their record. It's not like, oh, they're better than they are. No, they are the worst team in football. And then to put on top of that, this week, many of their best players are potentially going to be out. Their number one offensive threat, Damian Pierce, is the 7th leading rusher in the NFL. He is injured. He's going to be out. Brandon Cooks, their best receiver, potentially will be out. Their 2nd best receiver is going to be out. Their 2 starting corners haven't practiced this week and expect them to be out. And they don't have great depth, as you would imagine, for a team that's 1-11-1. They're playing 2 quarterbacks. So, I mean, it's a real, as you said, mismatch of 2 teams.
I just want to go back to last week real quick, Ron, because we all expected the Chiefs to really steamroll Denver. And in part, that was going to happen with the 27-0 lead that the Chiefs had. And then Patrick Mahomes, he decided to just play Madden a little bit and try to squeeze the pill in there. And I thought that that really affected the team later on down the stretch in that game, Ron. With Patrick Mahomes' MVP case taking a hit last week, is that a cause for concern or was just Patrick just bored?
Well, if you are standing on the table hoping that he wins the 2nd MVP, no, it took a hit. And right now, it's Jalen Hurts to lose. But I just embrace and am happy for what you just did there. Because what I've heard so much is about the defense, and they played their worst game, and the Broncos only scored 13 points a game, and, you know, Russell Wilson threw 3 touchdowns. Nah, man, the game changed because your all-time quarterback, the best player in the league, just decided to be silly at 27-0. And we got to call it out. And I don't think it's a cause of concern necessarily. I don't think Mahomes is going to start turning the ball over at some high rate. But that was ridiculous. I mean, last week it's 27-0, and I understand Denver scored after that. But it all was kicked off because Pat threw 2 interceptions and probably should have thrown others that he tried to fit in to turn that game around. And they can't have that. If they're going to win a championship, they can't have that for him. And I don't necessarily believe the turnovers are going to be a thing. I just hate, Brian, that he is the best and he has earned it. But we give him passes when he does stuff like this. Just as you said, win Madden. And you can't do that. I was very disappointed in Mahomes last week. Patrick Mahomes shouldn't be in a close game when he is given a 27-0 lead and the defense scored in that 27. It should be a close game.
Facts. definitely looking for Patrick Mahomes to have a nice tune-up game and to re-enter himself in the MVP conversation as the leading candidate this week. I'm not even going to waste your time with predictions. We both thinking the Chiefs going to win this game. But, Ryan, they're coming down to your neck of the woods. You down there at 610 in Houston. You got any big plans for the games? Any fam coming to watch the game with you? Anything like that?
Oh, yeah, man. I had to get about – at least 10 tickets.
Player or something?
I do the best I can with what kind of connections I got.
I do the best I can with what I got.
Got the fam coming down. Got all the boys coming out here making this a boys' weekend. It's going to be a good time, man. It's a lot of Chiefs fans coming down here. I've talked to several people who flew down here, said it was nothing but red and Arrowhead chops on the plane. So they're going to try to take over down here.
Yeah, the promoter's been planning this for months, Ryan. So don't be surprised if you see some Kansas City two-stepping going down in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you check out the show and BK podcast on arrowheadpride.com. It's definitely a must-listen for me every week to get you tuned up for Chiefs versus Texans. Ryan, we'll holler at you next week. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Grind again.
All right, KC.
When it goes down, KC, we give 3 hot minutes in the community with a Morning Grind and Hot 103 Gems.
Y'all know on this show, we always want to highlight educators and people and communities and organizations supporting educators. And I don't think there's no other organization in the town that does this like Block. Brothers Liberating Our Communities. That's what Block stands for. And they got a Jingle Bell Masquerade Ball. It's sold out. It's happening this weekend. But I got my man Cornell Ellis talking about this fundraiser. Good morning, fam. How you feeling?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, I see that the Jingle Bell Masquerade Ball. First off, my invitation must have been lost in the mail, or the invoice must have got hidden in a draft somewhere or something. I see that it's sold out, but people can still donate to Block, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been getting text messages all week. Unfortunately, we kept this event to make sure that they can stay intimate, that they can stay meaningful for the attendees. But people can always contribute to the organization and to the cause. Our website, theblockkc.org, and Block is spelled BLOCKC.org. You can always go there and donate $5. Just $5 a month can help support and retain Black male educators in schools. We know that Black men are not only the least represented in schools, but they're also the most represented in prison. So how can we start to change that narrative? How can we start to change the experience that Black boys and Black men are having in schools? And Block is a good step towards that. Like you said, there's no other organizations in the town working on this work, and we hope to make it national.
The goal of Block is to increase the number of Black male educators, among the other wonderful things that Block does.
Only 2% of us are represented in schools, but also 1 of 3 of us end up having some type of prison time or experiencing the jail system. Over 50% of dropouts in America are Black. So as we start thinking about Black students and Black expectations and Black boys' experience, we want to be brothers and come together and band together. I started this organization with 5 other Black male educators that felt the same way. And liberating is not just regular old education. So we all know that education has been changed, whitewashed, and adjusted, sanitized, so that we don't have to experience the real truth often. So we talk about liberating our communities. We're not just teaching them the same old jazz. We're giving them a curriculum and we're giving them lessons, liberating them for their futures. And our communities, right? It's not just our classrooms. It's not just our children. All of our outcomes are connected. So when our kids do better, our communities do better.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have a kid that's a school age, even if you don't have any vested interest or skin in the game on the surface in education, let's think about the future of our communities and the future of Kansas City and how investing in education can help all of us.
You can donate to Block. I'll post up the QR code on my Instagram stories at Brian B. Shining. Or Cornell, how can they donate to you directly?
TheBlockKC.org. Remember, BLOCKC.org. And if you hit that homepage, you'll be able to see all of our content. If you miss tickets to the Masquerade Ball, don't worry. We have opportunities for Black educators to get together. And then there's a tab /donate that you can go and commit $5 a month, commit $10, so that you can make sure that your students and those that come after you have equitable education.
Keep transforming the educational landscape, man. I appreciate you, Cornell Ellis. Make sure y'all donate to Block. I'll holler at you next time, man. Have a good one. Be safe. Be blessed.
Appreciate it.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 30s. It'll be cool. Right now, you're clear and cool in 29 in Westport. Actor and filmmaker Tyler Perry reacted to the death of Stephen Twitch Boss by sharing his past struggles with mental health.
I, like the rest of the world, am shocked by the death of Stephen Boss, Twitch. But with that said, I just want to take you back to a time in my life where I tried to commit suicide a couple of times because it was so dark. I didn't think it would get any better. I had endured so much pain, so much abuse, sexual abuse. It was all so hard to just move through that I thought the only way to make this better, this pain go away, is to end my life. Had any of those attempts happened, I would have missed the best part of my life. I know you may be going through some things. I know you may seem like there is no hope, but please reach out to someone. Ask for help if you are dealing with anything that is emotionally taking you to a place where you think you want to end your life. My life now, I'm the happiest I've ever been. Life is full of joy and love, things I never thought I'd get to. And I'm saying that to you, if you are a person who is considering suicide or ending your life, and you've already been through a lot of hell, please, please, please think about what the other side could be. It could be amazing. And you would miss the best part of it going through the darkness. Don't let the darkness stop you from getting to this incredible place of light.
Wise words from Tyler Perry. I hope people who really needed that message heard it and takes it in. During her second day of testimony, Megan Thee Stallion's former best friend Kelsey Harris denied being paid off by Tory Lanez. According to TMZ, under cross-examination, Tory Lanez's attorney asked Kelsey if he paid her anything. She said, "No, I want to make it very clear. Tory didn't pay me anything," end quote. She also acknowledged that she and Megan did have a physical altercation in the SUV, but she tried to downplay it, saying they were drunk and probably just bumped into each other. As for reports, they were yelling at each other outside of the vehicle. She would only admit that they both got out at the same time. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, prosecutors presented texts Kelsey sent immediately after the alleged shooting describing Tory physically attacking her and at least one other that read, quote, "Tory shot Meg." Kelsey says she sent the texts in panic or she didn't remember sending them at all. Whew. As this saga continues, we'll continue to update you. Young Miami doubled down on Diddy's comments that she isn't his side chick.
And so what would you say, I mean, from even centered around that moment, what would you say is the biggest misconception around your, you know, relationship with Diddy?
There are people who think that I'm like a side chick and he just do whatever he want and I'm just heads over heels. No, it go both ways. It ain't nothing one-sided over here.
Come on now, City Girls is always have one.
Thank you.
I think Young Miami is just a young lady who's just enjoying herself right now at this time of her life. She's just being her natural city girl self.
Period.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to wish those optimistic, free spirit, having passionate, and independent Sagittarius a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
DJ D-Rec from Wild and Out turns 53 today. I didn't know he was up there like that. Kane from Yin Yang Twins turns 44 today. Michael McCary, former bass singer of Boyz II Men, turns 51. Actor and comedian J.B. Smoove turns 57. Layla Hathaway, daughter of Donnie, turns 54 today. And did y'all know that Beethoven was born on December 16th in 1770? Yeah, I ain't finna do the math on that, but happy birthday, Beethoven. Thank you for the slaps. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our fam in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Becky Blaze and Miracle Sharice, happy birthday. Lisa Cannonhead, Ashley Springer, and Sheree Atkins, happy birthday. Jessica Hamilton Taylor and Destiny Swink, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Jasmine Nicole and everybody else born on December 16th. Turn up, Sagittarius. It's y'all day to celebrate.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Gail, pal.
Hey, Gail. How you feeling on this Feel Good Friday?
I'm good.
So you was wearing your cross colors and your British Knights back in the day when this song was out?
No, I wasn't even born yet, but my mama is a hardcore Janet Jackson fan, so I know lyrics.
Ah, yeah. You couldn't help yourself. All right, let's go. Let's get it in.
What have you done for me lately? Ooh, yeah.
That little ooh, yeah was a little sketchy, but we're going to let you slide. You got them tickets to go see Janet Jackson at the Together Again tour. You and Mama Deuce can go, all right?
Oh, yeah, these definitely for her. Shout out to my mama, Cynthia Brown.
Hey, Miss Cynthia, go on and get it in like you used to in the 80s. Hey, this is Compliments, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you ready every single day.
In the morning, girl. Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that beat.
Outstanding.
How about those